Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Yay, and we are here. So excited. And we have as our moderator, I guess that's what we call her. I'm a moderator.
Moderator is a good name
Yeah,
for it.
okay. It's Tiffany. So we're all here, and thank you, Tiffany, for taking care of this group, our wonderful group.
Hello.
Do you have a different title you would like us to use, Tiffany?
Well, I think it's still, fairy princess in the sky of
Oh, that's
lights
right.
and
I forgot.
rainbows.
Yeah,
And
or the great and powerful Oz,
yes,
all
but it's the
those.
great and powerful Tiff,
Yes.
obviously. So
In the sky,
in the sky.
with her
Okay.
fairy wings. Okay.
Yes.
That's
Silly
funny.
me. Yeah, so wonderful. So, come on in, tell us where you're from, and then Tiffany's going to share with us all where you're all coming from. But this is really, really important because you're lighting up your part of the grid. You shine your light when you say where you're from, and that's a big deal. More to come on that later. It's still uncovering for me as to why that's so. I mean, it's important because you need to shine your light, you need to claim your space, where you're at and what you're doing, things like that. But there's more to it. So that's what I'm curious to the rest of
If
it.
you think about it, everybody all around the world that's connecting here and showing us where they're at, we're all kind of sinking into the same energy at the same time and enveloping the earth with that. So that's got to play a role in it somewhere.
Absolutely. But then it's still like if you're not listening to this live, whenever you listen to it and you acknowledge where you're from, it's because there's no time. It's all
Yeah.
simultaneous. So it's still, it's all affecting at the same time. So, I mean, whatever. Don't, we need another word besides time. So,
I'm sure there'll be some suggestions in the feedback on that. Yeah,
Yeah.
the comments. If you guys would like to ask a question, by the way, I'm seeing somebody is from Bend, Oregon. Hi, Marley. Yay, an Oregon person. Okay.
You
Now.
ruined the surprise, Tracy. Stop peeking.
Yeah.
What can I say? Oregon stood out like a big beacon to
Stop
me.
looking. Stay here with me. Right here with me.
Focus. If you guys would like to ask a question, write Tiffany in capital letters, put emojis and lovey little hearts and everything around it, and she'll know that you're asking a question. If you are in Facebook watching this from Facebook Live, please open it to its full form. If it's just in your feed and you're commenting, we won't see that. Maybe we'll see it later, but we won't see it in the live. So please open it up and then put your comment in. If you're in YouTube, we should be able to get it. All the live feed from YouTube goes into the big collective of questions. Sorry, I'm looking again.
Yeah, I know it's a because you used to do that. I get it, but can you turn that one off?
She has like three organs. I'll just say it. I'll just say it. That's all she's getting excited about.
I know, put a blanket over it. Put something over it so you don't see it. Yes.
Okay, I'll stay
Reframe.
focused.
Okay.
All right, so you guys now know how to make your comments, ask your questions. We would love to hear what your questions are. And then Julia and I, we put our thinking caps on and we'll see what comes to us for answers.
Yeah, it's because
And
we're tapped, we all do this. I mean, you're all tapped in. We're into this, it's our guidance team, the stream, whatever you want to call it. We can all do this and we just show you how easy it is. It's just, it's whatever the stream of information, whatever's coming through. We're tapping into our higher selves, to the collective consciousness, whatever you want to call it. And that's where. Or it's just our good guesses. I don't know. Sometimes it's that, but that's what we're tapping into, and that's where the information is coming from.
what else
Yeah.
do we have for them before we get going? Is there
Okay. Well,
any?
there's a few things. You were talking about the energy update, so we can start with that, and then I have some things, some questions that I got on YouTube that I thought would be good to just go ahead and bring in.
I just want to read it the way that it's on here. Molly McCord is the one that I like to watch. I like her updates, but this is how she has it. Black Moon Lilith in Libra, activating dormant emotional energies and relationship realizations. And so we're going to be going through that until March of next year. That's going to be something. But when I was listening to some other stuff today, it was also talking about being in the flow of things. Some things, we've been going through this transitional period. Now it should lighten up for us a little bit. Although now we got this emotional stuff. Although, like you were saying, it doesn't have to be bad emotions. It can be, right. We're just going to be thinking about relationships and
reminiscing. Yeah, what do you take that to mean? Because it's kind of an abstract word form that she's got there. So
it's activating dormant emotions from energies and relationship realizations. So it's even more than
things that have not been active. So they're dormant emotions. That doesn't mean good, bad, anything. They're just emotions that you thought.
You might find yourself Twitter pated over your first love again.
Absolutely. Yeah. Who knows? So like things that you have been kind of put on the back burner are now coming. Yeah. But they're emotional. Things. Okay. So emotions.
That have been. Emotions. But it could be really good emotions.
Absolutely can be. You know, we're the creators of our world, so let's make it things like that. So
we get to decide. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah.
So, but going with the flow is important right now. We got a lot of Pisces. Something was going to go retrograde in Pisces. Forgive me for not. I was going to go recap on that and end up on a phone call instead. So there was something going retrograde in Pisces, which was basically she's just saying, go with the flow of what's happening, because it's, even if it doesn't feel like, hey, this isn't good, it's going to turn out okay. So just go with the flow of what's going on, because right now we got some retrograde energy going on in Pisces, which is a water sign, which is emotional. So
yeah, there it all comes together.
So could be good.
It could, and I think Pisces tends to do kind of a back and forth thing, aren't they? So that makes sense for the flow. I mean, something else you said there that goes with that, it feels like.
Yeah, I think that they can change direction pretty quickly. Like, let's go this way then. Okay, that's not happening anymore. Let's go do this.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very fluid. I watch my fish all time. Boom, boom, boom.
I might be a little jealous of that fluidity myself. I had the Pisces moon, which helps, but I got that Capricorn kick and claw going, wait, but I was planning.
I had a plan. Yeah.
Now, if you tell me the plan is that we're not going to have a plan, okay.
Yeah.
That's a plan. We're not going to have a plan. Okay. We're just going to go with the flow. That's a plan. I can do that.
Absolutely. Yeah. You just need to know.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you. I remember somebody telling me one time, it's like, you know, I had a plan. I said, yeah, but you never told me. You know, I never knew what it was. So
yeah,
I went and did something else.
Exactly.
I made my own plan. I had because a plan.
Verbalize.
Communicate. Yes. Verbalize, communicate. Communication is a big deal, guys. You know, it's so funny. Oh, yes. Some of the simplest things that happen. I mean, and they're simple right now that are going on, but it's like, communication would solve so many things. It's just to let people know or whatever. If you are shifting and doing something else, then just let those that need to know, you know, that's good. Okay. I'm changing my mind. I'm changing the plan. This is what I'm thinking now, or, you know, there's no harm in it. But communication.
All right. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's our theme.
Maybe.
I'm not going to look over there. Am I going to look?
Yeah, you're not going to look. Nope.
So shall we have anything else? Anything going on this week?
Oh, going on this week. Well, I just have those questions I want to answer. I want you to answer them is what I want. But we can get where everybody's from first. We might go into that.
Yeah. Let's get Tiffany in here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The goddess of the great above.
Yes.
There's nobody from Oregon. I just want to say that. there's nobody from Oregon. Just kidding. Shout out to all the Oregon folks. Also, I want to give a special shout out to Jennifer and Steve. They're listening in from
Hello, guys.
Yay.
So we have Pennsylvania, New York, Florida, North Carolina, Seattle, Australia, Portland, Oregon, California, Minnesota, Australia, Colorado, Nevada, Illinois, Wisconsin, Washington, Oregon, Tennessee,
Oregon's lighting up
Austria,
tonight. It is.
Arizona, another Oregon, Chile, another Oregon. Okay, that's four, Tracy.
That is four. We're
We have
knocking it out of the park today.
an
Yeah.
Ireland.
Nice.
Very cool.
That's a long ways from Oregon.
Norway, Oslo,
Norway. That is
Norway,
too. Yeah.
Canada, England, Iowa.
You. Oh my gosh, you guys. That's so amazing and so humbling, and thank you. That is so wonderful.
We're loving it. And I love you, and that you're jumping on and letting us know where you're from. So,
Absolutely. Lighting up your grid. Lighting up the grid with your light. There we go.
yes, there. Like
Yeah.
it. Like it a lot. Okay, so what are the questions?
Okay. So one, I want to do this because I know it's the kind of questions it's like you used to get whenever I first started doing shows with you. And then it was because this was the work you were doing. And so these were the kinds of questions that came in. And I haven't seen one like this in a while. As far as, so I thought this might be good because sometimes they do come in and it's like there's so many different things about when we do this. That this is why I want to bring this in, but without, and I'm not going to name any names or anything like that, but it's like because there's it could be a general as well, because we try to do this when we're manifesting. This is about manifesting. We were talking about it, I think it was from the last week's show, and they said, okay, can I manifest for my ex to come back and love me, unconditionally, or all these, wonderful, wonderful ways, just love me, love me, love me, that kind of thing. And so I was like, I immediately think Tracy when I see a question like that. And
You
but
can
when we do
manifest your ex coming back, but how they love you may not be as manifestable. I've done that, and I would say my recommendation from my own experience and learning the hard way, manifest the highest and best good relationship between you and the ex. Say it like that. And then if it's supposed to be that unconditional and affectionate and kind and compassionate love, it will be. And if you're supposed to go your separate ways, you will. And it's going to be able to help you heal. If you separate, you will heal. If you get back together, you'll heal. But call in the highest and best relationship with that person versus what you think the highest and best is.
Yeah, and then along that same line, like if this is a that I can't remember the word that was used, but we're saying that type of relationship, if that's the kind of love that you are looking for, that kind of relationship, then put that, okay, this is what I want. You put that out there, and whoever wants to fulfill that with you will come into your life.
Oh,
But to
yeah.
make a certain person do a certain thing, that's against free will. That's not how this works.
Yeah.
It's this is yeah, it's just not like that.
Yeah,
Or you
exactly.
can. So anyway,
But we are powerful
good.
beings. And if you are saying, if let's just make a name, Bob. Oh, I'm in love with Bob, but Bob and I aren't getting along. I really want another opportunity with Bob. You're going to manifest. The universe will be like, okay. And they'll
We'll
let
bring
you have another
it
collide with Bob, and it's going to happen like that.
over.
And it will break your heart even more. And you'll keep doing that until you learn what you wanted to learn from it.
Yeah, because if you were done, that was, I mean, you kind of look at this like, why did we separate? That's one of the things is I have memories of old, whatever, different relationships and stuff. And then I keep going back. So I wonder, what would have happened there? And then I think, well, there was some reason that you didn't stay in that relationship. So what was that? So we need to look at all of it rather than just the rosy part, just what was the reason it stopped, and there was a reason that you don't necessarily have to go into the what was it, but there was a reason, and that'll become very evident once they come back into your life again, probably. It's like,
Yeah, and you'll be like,
oh
oh yeah,
yeah.
I remember that.
That was it.
It's kind of like that pregnancy thing, right? You go through 9 months of pregnancy going, oh my God, I'm never going to do this again. And then you have that cute little baby and you forget all about it and you do it again.
Yeah,
But
absolutely.
yeah, I would say just call in your highest and best good for that person if you're really determined to work with that particular energy, that person, just call in the highest good. If you're ready to evolve, then do what Julia said. Call in that relationship, not that person.
Right. And so I think that actually kind of answers the other one. It was where, you're manifesting, you're putting out there what you want. And they said, but what if it's kind of, there's some general things and they involve other people. That's where, because it's like maybe you're whatever it is you're wanting to create, it has something to do with your family or whatever, it's like all of this. And that's where you're like, can I do that to involve them? It go for the, it's the situation, go for the, that I feel like is where you may focus there. The people that choose to be involved in it will join. They'll come in. They'll happily play their parts.
Yeah. And it may be better than what you originally, it most likely will be better than what you originally thought with what you were trying to create. But
Right, exactly. Yeah, because we really, really are limited in our perspective and our view. And like we say, okay, these people need to be involved. And the universe is like, no, it needs to be whatever. It's like, but if you keep trying to restrict it to this one person or these few people playing these few roles, it doesn't go, it may not go the way you want it, but it's like you're restricting yourself also from a beautiful experience that you could be having with the way the universe wants to bring it to you. Because the universe will. They would you say that they always do it better than what we can imagine?
Well, they know our true desire, right? But if we're, it's like our heart's desire goes out and the universe says, yes, let's do that. And then you're going, it's out here. And then you're going, okay, universe, I want this. And they're like,
Yeah.
oh.
Yeah, but we
And
could have given you
we limit
this
them all the
all
time.
the time. Yeah.
So, yeah. So let go of the attachment and expectation and any judgment around it and just let it be. It's and let it evolve. And as we
Right.
all start to get that figured out, it really starts getting to be fun. It's like, ooh, how's that going to show up for me? So.
Yes. Oh, see how she worded that? How's that going to show up for me? That's fun.
Yeah.
Then, 'cause you already know it's going to show up. Now it's just how is it going to show up? And by being excited, you're on that same frequency of the highest and best.
Absolutely. Very cool.
So
All
nice.
right.
Okay.
Did we give everybody time to ask questions? Was that the only two you had?
That was it.
Okay. That was good. Those were
Yeah,
good
thank you.
questions.
That's kind of
Yeah. All right. So, Tiffany, queen, princess, goddess, winged creature of the above
princess in the
heavenly
sky.
realm.
Yeah, all that.
Oh,
With
hello. It's
wings.
lovely to be with you all again.
Oh, I can feel your magic wand swinging around. I'm loving
Yes.
it.
There's also sparkles coming down from it. I hope
Oh.
you feel that. Yes. All
Yes.
right. So we have one question.
Oh.
This is so those of you start getting your questions in, but this is from Kathy. What happens to the person that has come in to help us when we are done with our lessons or when we change timelines?
That's a good question. So what happens to them? I mean, they're playing a part for us. Now they still have a role in our lives. Like they may, if they do, sometimes they are just coming in to play that role and they may just exit out and they're going on to something else. But it kind of depends on what was going to happen there and what did happen. They may stay in your life as a lifelong friend or they're part of your family, where they kind of move in and out and play these different roles. But it could be somebody that just came in, they happened to be passing by and said, you know what, that sounds like fun. I think I'll go do that. They came into your life just to do that and then they move on. They're done. You're done. Whatever it was you wanted to accomplish, if it's done, you're done. So as far as the timeline, what was the part about the timeline?
Sorry. What happens to the person that has come in to help us when we are done with our lessons or when we change timelines?
Okay, changing timelines. It just depends again, if that person chooses to continue and move in that. I mean, it just, if they're like we were talking about last week, it's like, Tracy is very conscious that she shifted timelines. And then we're like, okay, so where, who, you know, she's asking, who is I in the other one? Or I'm like, who have I been talking to all this time on this timeline? And now she's this person. So it's kind of like that. See, the people are still there, but it's like somebody came in just to help you with something and then they're leaving. It's maybe they're done. You know, they may not be going to continue with you, but if they are, then they'll shift with you if it's a, if it's still appropriate. All these
What
things are better.
I'm hearing that I closed out a timeline.
Oh, okay.
So that part that got closed out, that part of me merged with this part.
Oh. Well, we said
So,
that before. It's like
yeah.
it integrated the
The
timeline.
integration. But
Yeah.
I don't think we got the part where the other timeline got closed out.
We said it was collapsing timelines. There was ones that no longer served were collapsing. And then they were integrating, like, but it's like we don't know. I mean, this is again, we have that limited perspective. We don't know yet, you know,
Yeah,
in
we're
this
still
perspective.
learning,
Yeah.
but
Well, it could
it's
be just from
fun.
our perspective. We just don't have that view yet. In a session, we probably would see better, but in at this point, it's really hard to we just don't have that view. We don't have that overview that would be needed to see all this stuff happening.
Yeah, that's so cool. So
Yeah.
for the
What do you think
question,
on that? Yeah. What do you think on that?
a reason, a season, and a lifetime is what I was getting with that.
There you
And
go.
you
Yeah.
know, like you were saying, they come in for a reason, they come in for a season, or they come in for life, someone else's life the same way. So yeah, we've made agreements and we come in and help each other through things and learn things and grow. And it used to be, I like the shift that I've made in this, because it used to be I would have these friends, and then one day they've just gone. They're like, I don't want to be your friend anymore. I got to go do this. I'm going to go do that or whatever. And it was very heartbreaking for me because I get very attached to the people I love. I just do. And so then when I learned to let go of that attachment, go, oh, I get it. They've got something else they need to do. Because before it was just like betrayal, lying in the sand, you never come back. And now it's like, oh, they've got other things to do. I don't need to cut them out of my life completely, and I don't need to take such offense to it. Like that ego part of me back in the day would just be like, you know, so bruised and so hurt, like abandonment, abandonment, and all that. Healed that piece, and now it's like, okay, well, I'll see you when you come back around and loop back in. And now that happens all the time, and people will start to fade out, and I'm like, oh, how interesting. And when I start to notice, like, I haven't talked to that person for several weeks. You know, and then all of a sudden they show back up, and it's like you catch up, but you know, maybe you don't connect the same way, and then they go away again, and then all of a sudden they're back in your life for another season. And I mean, it ebbs and flows, and it's when you can get over any of it being personal, and everybody's got their own, you know, I'm going to go over here for a little bit and get this piece while you go get that piece, and when we come back together, we'll share it. I mean, it's so much easier on me now, you know, and I'm just like, oh, they're going to go do their thing for a little bit, and then I'll do mine, and then we'll come back together and trade that out and see. Yeah.
That's
So,
cool.
yeah.
Because
Anyway.
I remember that, Tracy. I remember that person that would be, you know, get upset and everything. And that's wonderful. That's huge.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's a big shift, you know. To just be like, okay, well, that person might come back, and maybe they won't, and that's okay.
Maybe they won't. Yeah. And
Yeah.
that's because it's not, remember, this is a lifetime. It's not forever. This is this. And then we go where we will be with each other. We're with each other all the time and simultaneously. We're in these other places.
We
And
are,
here we're like,
yes.
okay, let's just play this game. Let's do this. And then we think it's so real and we think it's so serious and it's so long and it's so everything. And then we get there and it's like, why was I so upset when you went over here and did that? It's like,
Right.
my
Yeah. When you
goodness.
see it from hindsight, it's like, ooh, I was a bit of an overreactor with that. I see what you were doing now. sorry, I did peek over here and I see somebody calling Tiffany Queen Tiffany. I like
I love
that.
it. They're feeding the ego. Yes, I appreciate it, Donna.
It's funny. Okay. Are we ready for the next one? Now that she muted again?
Yep. So get your thinking caps on. Judy came with a good one.
Oh, I challenged Judy today to come with a good one. Okay.
Oh, man.
She says, "Hi, Tiff. Hello, Judy. Question. Do those that come into a human life with imprints only need to continue or take on unlearned lessons from the being who had the physical life?"
Oh, if it's an imprint, no, they're just imprinting the information so that will help them. It's a resource to help them in the things that they want to accomplish or what they want to do in this life. They aren't taking on. That's when they take on something, that's a walk-in where you take on the other person's karma, whatever you want to call it, and lessons and things like that, and finish what they were working on. Imprints, it's purely information that you're taking in so that you can do what you want to do. It's just resource information. That's it.
Like studying history so you don't repeat it
Yeah,
before
you're
you
not
do.
taking on their stuff. When you study history, you don't take on all those characters' stuff and try to finish their plans. You're just taking that information in so you know what to help to better understand your situation and do what you need to do.
Why
Say
people are the way they are or how to interact with that.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe you're doing something that you hadn't done in other lives. It's a skill. So you need to understand that, what skills are needed, things like that. So you're studying. It's like even in during our life, we might do that sometimes. Like maybe you're shifting and you want to be a leader or an entrepreneur or something like that. So you read all these books by these entrepreneurs or these leaders and stuff, and you see how their brains work. And so that's it's helping you to that's what that is. You're not taking on their stuff, you're just understanding what that how that works.
Well played, Judy. Well played.
Yeah. Very good. Yeah.
Okay. So because I feel like I had this, I'm going to elaborate on that question ish, because I feel like this was discussed at the retreat, and I looked at you and I said, "I have no idea what's going on, and this is very confusing." I don't know if you remember. Do you remember that? I can't remember. And I think it was imprints.
Okay.
No, maybe it wasn't. But would you think, I guess, because I like to relate things to movies. Would you feel like that's kind of like everything everywhere all at once, where she kept needing, like, I need kung fu skills? So she, I mean, in that movie, she tapped into her life where she knew taekwondo and stuff like that, so that she could use it in her present.
Right. She was tapping into lives. So that's not an
Yeah,
imprint.
different.
She was just
Okay.
going to other lives where she actually had done this stuff. And so she was
But an
bringing.
imprint would be as if they imprinted her with a lifetime of those skills. And
Right.
she needed a resource, and she had the imprint. She didn't actually live the life. It would be like you watch that movie and you learn something from it, and now you can access that information because you watched the movie.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So, like the Matrix, when he was downloaded with kung fu skills.
Yes. That's
All
an
right.
imprint. That's an
That's an
imprint.
imprint. Good job.
Yeah.
All right.
See how the movies really are trying to help us understand.
Now that makes me want to be downloaded with kung fu skills, but
Well, we
anyway.
can, because people ask that, can I? I mean, this is a question. If you ever did another life, can it be brought back? That's a popular question. It can, if it's appropriate. If you've done it before, it will come back easily. You already have the skills in there, so it's a matter of tapping into that part of you. And if you do things, if you took on something that it's like, man, that just came really easily for me, more than likely you've done it before, and that's why you just went right back into it. The other side's like, yeah, you want to be downloaded with things. That's you can if it's appropriate. All goes back to why do you want to do it? Is it appropriate for what you're trying to do in this life? So,
Very good. Yeah.
yeah.
All right. Goddess Tiffany from the butterfly world of the Avalon creatures of the unknown and beyond.
Oh, that's fun.
I know. I was wondering how long it was going to go on. Sorry.
Next time it needs to be 2 times longer. Just kidding.
Times. Oh, geez. She's not
We'll
amazing.
do Donna's question to Queen Tiffany.
Okay.
Last week you mentioned purging old DNA when Julia was sick. Will that mean a timeline jump due to new DNA coming in, or is it just making room for the current timeline?
Yeah. It could be a timeline jump, or it could be that you are just acclimating to the timeline you're on. I would imagine it's affecting the timelines. If you're in a, I have a dog that's losing here, so if you guys can hear that, sorry. You can't hear Luna coughing. Oh, good.
I heard a cough, but I didn't. It's not that loud or anything, so.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, so the from my understanding, and that's all these are is our understandings of these things, you guys. From my understanding, the DNA updates, they would be changing you in your timelines as well, because you're going to have to be a frequency match to the update that they gave you. So they're going to move you out of timeline into a new one. That would be my understanding.
Makes sense. And yeah, and if you're letting go of old DNA, that could also be part of the old timeline. So it's like,
Yeah.
yeah, so you're shifting in. Or it's just raising our frequencies, whether it's new timelines or not. I think we might be getting caught up in that timeline thing. And let's not make it complicated. I don't know. I mean, we're moving frequencies all the time. We're shifting things, whether it's a timeline, whether it's a frequency, whether it's a dimension, whether it's see, that's us trying to put labels on everything.
Yeah.
So let's just maybe pull that back, because I feel like we keep going. I mean, I think timeline's a big buzzword right now. So it's like maybe let's
Yeah,
just not
like
let
it's a defined, it's like it's this just cut and dry defined line,
that.
like getting out of one car and getting into a different car,
Yeah.
a nicer car or an upgraded car or whatever. It could just be that you're still in the same car and you got a new stereo for it, or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're trying to give it a definition, but it is like you're saying, we're moving around in energy all the time.
All the time. So I think when we try it, by trying to understand it and give it those words, I think we're constricting it and putting it in boxes again. This came up this morning. It's like we just labels create boxes, and that's what we want to let go of, so just keep it wide open so we can be very fluid. We're back to the fluid thing. We can flow among everything. We have boxes, we're hitting walls.
Yeah, the image they just gave me was when we were in Sedona and Erica let go of the, or accidentally let go of the heart balloon. And it's like we watch the heart balloon as it drifted away. It's still in our reality, but it's changing and it's getting higher and moving away. But it's still in our reality for quite some time while we watched it before it moved out of our reality and out of
Before, yeah.
view.
In other words, before we couldn't see it anymore because it was
Yeah.
just gone.
So, yeah. So there's a lot of room to fluctuate within these energies that we're in, is the way I'm understanding that analogy, because it just popped it in my head. So it's like, okay, let's think,
Yeah.
do that.
Yeah. I feel like, yeah, keep it simple, keep it simpler, because we can make it complicated really quickly, and it's not something that needs to be complicated. Is you remember it's a universal thing, and universe is simple. So the vision they just gave me I said is all of the branches, it's like how the lines all diverge and they do often different things, and it's like, yeah, that's simple. Yes. Yeah, so it's like, yeah, okay.
Long as they're all still moving, that's a good sign, right? They're all
Exactly.
still
Yeah, like
moving.
that's a universal thing. Anyway, we will understand it better as we keep going, but be very careful of the definitions and the restrictions that we try to put on things by label.
Don't put it in a box. Okay, so Julie, I challenge you to extend my addressing of the great Tiffany. She
Oh my
wanted it twice
goodness.
as long. See what you can do with that. Use your imagination. Can you guys feel her strangling me right now?
Yeah, I want to say I don't play those games.
All right, I'll save you. I'll save
Thank
you.
you.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, beautiful, wonderful, miraculous, enchanting daughter of mine, of all daughters, of all universes, of all planetary systems in the sky, Oz, most wonderful princess fairy with wings, Tiffany.
Well, well done.
The best
Well
and
done.
highest and good. Yes, thank you. Thank you. We need one of those clap tracks.
Nice.
So this question is from Tiffany. I wanted to ask if we can all heal ourselves and how can we?
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. We can heal ourselves. Now, we have to just understand why did we create the illness, the situation, whatever the issue is. And when we understand that, then we can now create the health around it. It actually will go once we understand what it was being there for. Why? It's just understanding why did you do it? And then now you can do something else. But absolutely, there are some, very few, but some things that you came in with, you wanted to have in your life, and that you would know through a session. But I would say, would you say it's in the 90s percentile of things that we create? We are creating the illnesses for messages for different things.
I love
Somewhere
to
in the
ask
90s.
certain questions sometimes when I'm talking to people, not necessarily in a session, but like when someone's talking to me about something, I'll ask them, just go with the first number that pops in. What percentage of that belongs to other people? And it's always high, very high. It's like 80s or 90%. Very, very seldom is it under 50. So yeah, we're highly influenced. By our society, obviously, television, friends, family, coworkers, all the things. So,
Yeah, so you look at all of that. I mean, we're creating. I mean, we are powerful creators and becoming more and more conscious of that. And so as we become more conscious, that's where then now we can understand that we are creating the illness for a reason. It's always for a reason. Just understand that. And it's like through soul speaking, QHHT, it's to give you a message. That's where that's we can understand, with through that. We have courses that we teach you how to understand all that. But there's a reason that you have a situation. Once you understand it, it will just go away. Or you just create something differently. So it's a combination of working there because it's what are you believing? We create from our thoughts and our beliefs. So if you believe that you're sick, if you believe that you have a sick nature and this is how you are, then you're going to keep creating that for yourself. So we have to get to the bottom of it. Why did you create this? See, and then you sh start shifting your thoughts and your beliefs around things, and that changes your reality. Of your health, of everything.
Good answer.
Well, thank you. I just plucked it from.
Just out of the ethers. Grab it up. But yeah, spend some time asking yourself those questions and just see what pops in for answers. And yeah, it is. It's good to ask and ask how much of this is a belief system? How much of this is in your mind to carry? The more we're opening up, the more empathic we're getting too. So we're feeling a lot of things. A lot of feelings going on out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And we pick up on those. Yes, like you're saying, yeah, we pick up on those feelings. And yeah, like you said, is this mine? Is this somebody else's? And like a high percentage of the time, it's someone else's stuff picking up on.
Which is exciting because we're getting more into our ability to have telepathy and that empathy. And when we can get out of the fear-based energies, that's really going to be resolved as far as it being a heavy thing, but we'll be able to sense each other. Like I call it the bat signal, and I'll call somebody, and now I have several friends. I'll go, oh, you got my bat signal, and they were just thinking about me or something, and it pops in, and so I'll call them or text them or something of that nature. Julia and I've done it a few times. Tiffany, I still haven't been
Long
able to get her to call me, but
time. Maybe she's not
Oh.
recognizing it yet. It took a while for me to. I kept being,
She's.
oh, I was a good sender, but I was not a good receiver for quite a while, and then I got where I was more sensitive. So you don't know. Are you starting to say something too?
Yeah, I was just gonna say, I mean, not to be rude, but I think I blocked you.
Bat signals.
Again, that bat signal's a little too bright. Back it up. All right. And that's wonderful, amazing. Tiffany, from the outer realms of Earth and the ethers of the heavens, will you please give us another question?
Oh, thank you. Mom, did you see how natural that came?
I know, it's
She
very
is on
natural
the verge of
for
being unblocked.
her. I'm just trying to butter you up so that you'll unblock me, yeah.
Well,
Got it.
this is
Got it.
funny because earlier, I don't know why this even came in. It may have been part of this fun thing, but it came in. Sometimes I do that. I'll get things that will relate to the show. I'll get it earlier, a little, like a few hours earlier or something. Something popped in my head. Oh, it had to do with because Tracy's always claiming Tiffany is her daughter. And I saw myself saying, yes, but I'm the one that birthed her. So there, that's my thing. I birthed you.
I have one for you that happened to me this week. Not to change from my beautiful daughter Tiffany, but I was working on something in the morning, and I have the two screens, and I think I was going to record a video for YouTube, and I had looked over, and out of the corner of my eye, I could see my profile, and I heard this voice say, "You have a really beautiful profile," and I was like, "That was really weird." I remember thinking this, right? So then later, I do a video with Saba, and I went to look at something on my other screen, and she said the exact words, exact same way. And I'm like, it was, and that gave her this look. Because I was like, and she's like, was that bad? Do you not have a pretty profile? What's going on? I'm like, no, you said word for word what I heard in my head earlier. So yeah, things like this are happening, you guys. We're getting some things, because at the time it happened, I thought that was a really random and weird thing to hear in my head. And then to have somebody actually say it just a couple hours later, boom, she says it word for word. And I'm like, that was weird. So I have this weird look on my face. And she's like, what did
I've had that happen on a few shows where I'll get just some random statement or like you're saying, or just information. And then all of a sudden in the show, somewhere in the middle, it's like that won't be the theme, it won't be the main thing, but all of a sudden there's a piece and it's like, oh, that's what it was for. And it comes right back. I'm like, there it is. That's where it
There it
goes.
is. Yeah. Interesting. So time, it's really teaching us that there is no time. We're just playing along. Okay. Do I have to do this again? Goddess, wondrous, wonderful, most benevolent being in the heavens of Zoom, would you please come down and read us a question?
Oh, I would love to. Thank you for summoning me. This question is from Why Am I Here? I keep hearing that we should only need one QHHT session, but I also keep seeing people comment that they have had several sessions. Would you please clarify? Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. When I mean, you really only need one. I mean, how it's designed and everything. What happens if people have more? Okay, when practitioners get together, they just love to do this. Okay, so they practice a lot on each other, and they love to go into the state so that it's the opportunities there, and they have more than one session. As a client, you're covering so much, and you'll be processing for quite a while after your session that you don't need another one. But say that your life changes dramatically because of maybe what's happened, and then now you have different questions. We say to go at least a year before your next one when you're having the typical QHHT session because you're processing. I mean, there's a lot that happens in a session, so allow yourself to process. Technically, if you just keep listening to your recording, you will get more and more information and it just keeps uncovering. And you've already got that connection. So you really do only need the one. But let's say you want to get more. Just don't do it more frequently than the yearly, unless you're a practitioner and just wanting to have fun with other practitioners, because that's what that is. So, but if you're just going in, it's like, I have more questions. I need more. Go listen to your recording. Your answers are there.
Yeah, that's where I was going to go, is make sure if you do go in for a second one, make sure you've listened to your first one at least minimal 3 times, at least, if not more, because there's hidden pearls in there, and you might be hearing the same words, but you're going to hear them differently because you evolved from what you got the first time. So please, please listen. And of course, yeah, coming in for a second one. I've had a couple of people do that, but usually I see people once and then you know, they got the answers, they got the healing, they got what they needed, and you know, they may come back again in a few years, but yeah, usually typically you don't see people coming back for more.
Right.
So
Yeah, if you keep coming back, that's a sure indication. I mean, if you're coming back frequently, one, you like that state of the it's a really cool state of trance. I mean, just to be in that. And some people really love to do that. But you know, if you just want to, we had some people, it's like, I just want to see how many lives I've had. I just want to see curiosity. You know, that's not what this is about. This is about getting deep into what's appropriate for you to understand where your life is and where you're going, things like that. It's not, you know,
not
you can.
entertainment. I mean, it can be entertaining, but it's not designed to
Absolutely.
be
Yeah.
just something you come do for entertainment. You're there to work. You're
Yeah.
there to get some things done and heal and move blocks in your life. And it's a very powerful session. And I love it when I get someone that's really serious about that in my office, because we get lots of progress. When I'm just curious. The sessions tend to be a little bit harder because you don't have anything that you're really getting down and trying to work out, you know, trying to heal. So, I mean, they're all healing, and you're going to get information in all of them. But this is what Saba and I just did a recording on, is what happens after your QHHT session.
Okay.
And so, you know, we kind of went into that and how, you know, take your session seriously and remember that even if you don't feel like your session went the way you wanted it to, or maybe you didn't go under as deep, you still had the most perfect session for you. And I can't say it enough. You know, you had the most perfect session for you. What did you learn from that experience? Were you trying to control it? Were you following the directions? Were you going with the first thoughts? Where were you? Was there resistance somewhere? Go deep dive into that stuff and listen to it again, and listen to not, oh, my practitioner didn't do this, this, or this. Listen to how you're responding to them. How is that triggering you? How is, you know, what is your response to what's going on? Because that's why you've had that practitioner or that experience. So no matter how that session turned out, there's something there for you.
Perfect.
Yeah. Sorry. I had to get on the soapbox. I'm down.
No, absolutely. It's a wonderful soapbox. It's one that needs to be said. Yes.
Yeah, because I mean, I can understand getting there and then being disappointed because it didn't go a certain way. I get that. But there's so many videos out there right now that people get attached to, oh, I want mine to look like this one.
Exactly.
And instead of coming in and just letting it be what it's meant to be for you know, we're a fingerprint, you know. So just let it be what it's supposed to be for you and follow that and go in the flow of that, and you're going to have a much better session.
Absolutely. Yeah.
There we go. All right. Buddy came to join us. He
Hi,
wants to.
buddy.
Oh, camera shy.
Well, it's
So who's looking at me?
all me.
All right. So, did you want to summons her?
Yes. Oh, daughter of mine.
She's so clean, clean, claiming you this time
Try again.
around. Oh
Try
my
again.
goodness.
Just kidding. No. This question is from Raina. Do you guys have any advice on when a person upgrades? How do you let go of the old you? For me, it has been strong and jarring, so I'm just seeking advice.
Yeah.
Go into that, Tracy, because I it'll jar
So,
for me, so I should do it.
yeah. So when you're upgrading, it can be hard, you know, like your life is changing, most likely, like the people in your life or even how you're responding to people. One of the things that is being asked of so many of us is self-love right now. And when you've been codependent with a bunch of people, and then you go into self-love, which means you set boundaries now and you're not the yes person and the people pleaser anymore.
Those people go away.
Yeah, they're going to pull away, and that's uncomfortable. But we have to look at that and be uncomfortable in it and let go of our attachment to wanting them to stay, because it's like what I was saying earlier, like I've been through it. I've been through it. And when you learn that, okay, they need to go do their thing and I need to do my thing, and then guess what? It all comes back around, and then they come back, and everybody grew up a little bit. And now the relationships can be different. because you got into these old patterns and you have to break them to get to that next level. So when you're upgrading and you're trying to let go of that old part of you, it's ask yourself, why am I hanging on to it? You know, what am I afraid of? What's going to change if I let this go? That might show you what you're afraid of. You know, they're going to drift away. They're not going to be in my life anymore. This situation, this job, this place I'm living, whatever it is, it can bring a lot of change. You might end up wanting to move or, you know, walking away from your job and taking a leap of faith in a different direction, leaving relationships, all kinds of things happen in when we're upgrading. So I don't even like the word upgrading because it makes it sound like you're above something else. But when you're shifting energy to a different frequency and letting go of fear-based energies, it can change the people that you're around because they're not going to have to mirror that fear back to you anymore. So.
Absolutely. And I keep hearing habit as well. So sometimes some of the things that we're doing might be just out of habit because that's what we've been used to and we just keep doing it. So that's where it's a matter of being mindful, paying attention to, like you're saying, why am I still doing that? Why am I attracted to that? Whatever, so that you can understand the reasons for what you are doing and why you keep pulled, you know, or whatever. So it's like, oh, this is a habit. This is what I used to do all the time. I'm a different person now. I don't need to do that now. So you're rewiring your response mechanism.
Absolutely. You're responding to the world differently now. And then everybody's going to follow along because, you know, in that response and letting go of those attachments and expectations and all the things, judgments, all of that stuff, you're going to start attracting into your life new things. And they're fun. They're fun things without attachments and expectations and judgment. And people are going to be like, how are you doing that? And then they're going to want to shift. So,
You become an example, and that's you do your thing. You focus on you, and then that automatically helps others. They start watching you. They learn by example. You don't have to tell anybody anything. I mean, if they ask, fine, you can tell them, but they're watching you. They're gonna learn by what you're doing, just how you are learning by watching other people. You know, that's what we do. I think we had our 2-minute warning.
What do we want to do at that time?
Oh, masterful Tiffany of high on. No, come up with our sayings. Anyway, how about we have, if this is, you know, if QHHT, quantum healing hypnosis technique, is something that interests you, that resonates with you, to help other people. If you aren't a practitioner already, I have a feeling that the majority of the listeners right now,
They are.
I don't know, but if it's something that resonates with you, we have a sale going on all right now on the online course, level one and level two. So this would be a good time to get it. It's today's the last day officially, but I think the prices are going to continue over the weekend. So that way, I'm not supposed to tell that, but I am. So yeah. Anyway, you so but it will be stopped on Monday, so it will shift back. Anyway, if that's something that resonates with you, this is fantastic. It's a wonderful way to help people. If you're like those asking about, can I heal myself? This happens all the time in QHHT. This is what we do. We're getting to the underlying cause of what's going on. Also, I have created a course called Soul Speak, the language of your body. And this is information that I received, you know, from works that I did, work from my mother's work with QHHT, and understanding exactly how our bodies talk to us exactly and what it's all about. So I have a book, as she just showed, and I have an online course to help you understand for yourself, to help you understand what's going on, or if you want to work with other people. And that's at juliacannon.com.
Yay,
Tracy, how
beautiful.
can people find you? What do you
QHHTofficial.com.
want to share? You have a bunch of stuff going on. We have
I
1
have a
minute.
bunch of stuff going on. Okay, 1 minute. QHHTofficial.com will get you my information, my website. TracyMahan.com will get you to my website. I have a Hilo workshop coming up, Hilo, Hawaii. That's going to be in late August. I think, yeah. All these dates were flying in my head today. That's not posted yet, but if you're interested, the website is almost ready for it. And then we got Egypt coming up in January. I have a workshop, just an online workshop where I do a channel with Daniel, and it's going to be about DNA. And that's this Sunday. So check my website out. You'll be able to find what all the things I'm doing there. TracyMayhem.com or go to QHHTOfficial.com and the information to get to my website. It's there. Perfect.
Perfect. Wonderful. Thank you, everyone. This has been fantastic. Thank you for your beautiful questions. And thank you, on high, Miss Tiffany, wonderful princess, gorgeous, extraordinaire.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here.
I can't even come up with any beautiful words.
Stranded.
Thank you.
Thank you, darling. Thank you.
Yes. Anyway, thank you all. I love you. And thank you
Bye,
again.
Bye, everyone.